This is Radio Nepal MT Kaprasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Nepal calls on international community to prevent disruptions in global energy and supply chains. Auditor General's office advises universities to ensure retrieval of encroached lands. Nepal wins against USA by 9 wickets in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. And Trump warns Taiwan against declaring independence hours after summit with Chinese President Xi. Now the news in detail. Nepal has stressed that the international community must work together to prevent the ongoing disruptions in energy and supply chains. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal laid an emphasis for international cooperation to address the disruptions hitting global energy and supply chains while virtually addressing a meeting of the Economic and Social Council today. According to Nepal's permanent mission to the United Nations in New York, Minister Khanal asserted that those disruptions had dented sustainable development globally, stating that conflict in West Asia had adversely affected Nepal. Minister Khanal observed that the conflict in West Asia has directly affected the lives of families of more than 2 million Nepalese working in that region. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has said that the action has been initiated against an individual who threatened Ward Secretary Kamal Bhandari of Dullu Municipality 13 in Dailek District. A statement released today by the Office spokesperson Joint Secretary Hemraj Aurel states that its attention was drawn towards the release of an audio recording where a person named Prakash Khadka is heard to have misused the Prime Minister's office name to issue threats and use inappropriate language against the ward secretary. Accordingly, relevant security and investigative agencies have been directed to take swift legal action. The Office of the Auditor General has urged the Nepal Mountaineering Association to deposit the amount collected as mountaineering royalty into the divisible fund and inform the concerned ministry about it on time. As per Section 7 of the Intergovernmental Fiscal Management Act 2074, the royalty received from the mountaineering is required to be deposited in the Federal Divisible Fund. The amount collected in the fund is to be distributed among the federal government, provincial governments, and local levels, as mentioned in the 63rd Annual Report prepared by the Office of the Auditor General. The Office of the Auditor General has advised universities, including Tribhuvan University, to ensure the retrieval of encroached land protects such properties and utilize them for income-generating activities. These recommendations have been highlighted in the 63rd Annual Report of the Office of the Auditor General. According to the report, a total of 14,784,000 square meters of land owned by TU and its subordinate bodies has been encroached upon. The Office of the Auditor General, through its report, also urged the respective universities to maintain the archiving of their properties at the central level and coordinate with the concerned authorities to reclaim the encroached land. This news comes here from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Embassy of Nepal in Bangladesh organized Nepal Festival 2026 at the Bangladesh Silpakala Academy in Dhaka on Friday. The festival, organized in collaboration with the Bangladesh Nepal Friendship Society, featured a food fest as well as a cultural program aimed at showcasing Nepal's diverse culinary and cultural traditions. At the inaugural session, Nepal's ambassador for Bangladesh, Ghanashyam Bhandari, stated that the objective of the festival was not only to promote the richness and diversity of Nepal's culture and cuisine, but also to celebrate the artistic, musical and culinary affinities between Nepal and Bangladesh. Now, sports update. In an exciting match at the ICC World Cup Cricket League 2, Nepal triumphed over the USA by 9 wickets. Seizing a target of 195 runs set by the USA, Nepal achieved a victory comfortably at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. The opening pair of Kushal Purthil and Asif Sheikh made a remarkable contribution, putting together 154 runs for the team. Purthil's outstanding century, where he scored 120 runs off 118 balls with 13 fours and 4 sixes, played a crucial role in reaching the target of 196 runs. Earlier in the match, USA batted first and managed to score 195 runs in 43.3 overs. With this victory, Nepal, currently in the 7th place, has accumulated 20 points. At the bottom of the table is the UAE with 14 points, while Scotland leads with an impressive 38 points. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has cautioned Taiwan against formally declaring independence from China, according to the BBC. The U.S. president told Fox News on Friday that he was not looking to have somebody go independent at the end of his two-day summit with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Beijing. Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te has previously stated that Taiwan does not need to declare formal independence because it has already seen itself as a sovereign nation. The U.S. has long supported Taiwan, including being bound by law to provide it with a means of self-defense, but has frequently had to square this alliance with maintaining a diplomatic relationship with China. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has warned of further economic consequences for the United States over its war of choice on Iran and the continued restrictions on transit of the Strait of Hormuz, according to Al Jazeera. Israel is said to have continued attacks on Lebanon hours after Lebanese and Israeli negotiators agreed to a 45-day extension of a ceasefire. Israel has issued new forced displacement orders for at least 8 villages in Lebanon, with these orders now covering about 14% of the country's territory. Hamas has yet to comment on claims by Israel that it has carried out an assassination attack on the group's senior military commander in Gaza. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi province as well as the Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Partial cloud cover is likely in Madhes province and the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions, while the weather in the Tarai region will remain mainly fair. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal calls on international community to prevent disruptions in global energy and supply chains. Auditor General's office advises universities to ensure retrieval of encroached land. Nepal wins against USA by 9 wickets in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. And Trump warns Taiwan against declaring independence hours after summit with Chinese President Xi. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.